surprise war zone visit. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden made an unannounced visit to Kyiv, Ukraine today, meeting with President Volodymyr Zelensky.
I'm here to show our unwavering support for the nation's independence, their sovereignty, and territorial integrity.
The president announcing another $500 million in U.S. aid and reassuring Ukraine of American and allied support for the country's defense against Russia.
Today, that announcement includes artillery ammunition for HIMARS and howitzers, more javelins, anti-armor systems, air surveillance radars to help protect Ukrainian people.
The president was scheduled to leave Washington later today for a trip to Poland, where he's set to meet with President Duda and other Eastern European leaders ahead of the one-year mark since Russia attacked Ukraine. North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles in its second weapons test in 3 days. Today's firing drew quick condemnation from its rivals and prompted Tokyo to request an emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine telling those living near a hazardous train derailment that they are no longer at risk, even though some residents are still complaining of health issues.
Many people here in this small town still not trusting what the government is telling them about the air and water. Over the weekend, Norfolk Southern CEO returned here to meet local officials. His railway has been handing out $1,000 checks, but only to people here in East Palestine zip code. Others in the surrounding area, like the town of Negley, just south of here, say they are being forgotten. President Biden's transportation secretary writing to Norfolk Southern CEO, quote, Norfolk Southern must live up to its commitment to make residents whole.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in East Palestine. New Orleans police say one person has died. Four others are in stable condition after a shooting during a Mardi Gras parade in New Orleans last night. A suspect is in custody. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
UN human rights advisors are meeting today in Geneva.
The Human Rights Council Advisory Committee acts as a think tank, looking for problems and trying to find solutions. They've been concerned about how innovations to protect the climate might affect human rights and about the issue of racial justice. But they're also now looking into how neurotechnology might affect human rights, connecting the brain to digital networks, and assessing worries over fast-moving military technology. Reports on all these will go up the UN organizational chain later this year. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Last year saw a record number of guns intercepted at airport checkpoints across the country, hitting just over 6,500. The head of the Transportation Safety Administration says it's a reflection of what is going on in society, and in, quote, society, there are more people carrying firearms. Experts don't think it's an epidemic of would-be hijackers. Nearly everyone caught claims to have forgotten they had their gun with them. A new documentary is coming out about former boxing champion Muhammad Ali.
Cassius X Becoming Ali premieres on the Smithsonian Channel. The documentary explores the transformation of Cassius Clay into the international boxing icon and activist Muhammad Ali.
Cassius Clay is a name no more, is that right?
He is the symbol of transformation.
The basis of this change was Ali's new Muslim faith, which affected both his personal and professional life. He did this as he approached the biggest fight of his life, which was against heavyweight champ Sonny Liston. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. won the Daytona 500 in double overtime and under caution last night in the longest ever running of the Great American Race. The two overtimes pushed the 65th running of the race to a record 212 laps. Stenhouse's win in a Chevrolet for JTG Dougherty Racing was the third of his career. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.